It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now by Dana Reed. Dana, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Thanks so much for having me. This is so awesome. I'm great. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well. I want to ask you about your brand new song, She's Me. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about that one, kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, for sure. So She's Me is my brand new single that I just released to radio last week, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you always hear about the small town person that has worked really hard and finally hears their song on the radio. But you always hope that it's going to be you. But for it to actually happen, it was the first time I heard my song on the radio. I actually I had to pull my car over because people must have thought I was like a crazy person because
really?
I was dancing around so much.
Yeah.
So we just released that to radio last week, and it's been awesome. It's gotten a lot of good feedback with it, which is really cool. And basically what the song is about is just relating to other people in small towns that are thankful for their experience growing up there, but just at some point wanted to see what else this big world has to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from a really small town. I'm from a little town, Elmville. It's near Wasaga Beach, but most people know Elmville by its little jungle zoo. Because not a lot of farming communities have, like, you know, like farm fields and then giraffes. But
yeah.
So I came from a little town, Elmville, and I was thankful for the experience that I had growing up there. And but at just some point, I knew that I wanted to experience new things and kind of see the world. So that led to writing the song She's Me. So She's Me was essentially about writing about this kind of version that I was chasing to turn into myself as a musician, and by listening to the song and writing the song, I think that actually happened. So it's my hope that that can happen for other people too. It can kind of give other people the motivation.
Very cool.
Well.
No,
yeah.
I love it. It's a great tune. I love kind of hearing the story behind it and how that one, how songs come to be written. Dana, I don't know if you had an opportunity to play this song live. Yet, if you have, what kind of was that experience like, again, playing a song for the first time to a live audience?
So this song has definitely brought me a lot of first experiences. Like, I'm actually very, very new in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just, music has always been my passion. I've always wanted to pursue it. I just didn't know how I was going to get my foot in the door growing up. But then 3 years ago, I actually decided to enter a competition and met my mentor, who is Beverly Mahood, and
co-writer
Max Shepard. So through that, we started writing all these songs, and I just kind of got this fire in my belly that I never really had before. So I knew that this was the path that I wanted to take. So from there, I got to perform it at showcases. And I got to do, you know, like recording, and we did a music video that we're going to be releasing very soon, hearing it on radio. So it's just been like all these new experiences that are just amazing. But performing it is like a whole other level too. Just being able to like share your music that you've worked really, really hard on is definitely a treat.
Very cool. I love it. And you mentioned music video. Now, I don't know how much you can talk a little bit about it, but how was that experience like for you? And where was the music video filmed for your new song?
So our music video was filmed in Millworks in Hamilton, actually.
Okay.
And we're going to be releasing that at the end of the month kind of area. So it's super exciting. I mean, that whole experience for me was awesome. Just going in and meeting the director and having the team there, you know, like She's Me also got the chance for me to actually sign the record deal with Open Road Recording and RGK Entertainment.
Yeah.
So working with them and helping me through all of these awesome new things that are happening, it was surreal. It was awesome. And
Very
I'm super
cool.
excited to be able to show people that too.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Absolutely.
It's exactly like you think it would be too. You know, like you record little things that you do with your friends as kids, as like you dancing in music videos, and then you're actually taking a music video, and it's like, okay.
Oh, that's so awesome. Looking forward to that. I know it's going to be fantastic. Again, joined right now by Dana Reed. Dana, what's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? Obviously, you mentioned music videos going to be released shortly. But are you planning on being busy this year, playing live shows, festivals, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of 2023 looking like for you?
Yeah, so I have a lot of different live shows that are going to be coming up in 2023, which I'm super excited about. I can't wait. And I'm continuing to write and play every day. That's just kind of essential life to me. So I actually just enjoy that. And then we're also going to, so we actually finished a 10-song record, Beverly Mahood and Max Shepherd and I. And we're actually going to be releasing a couple of new songs, too, in a few months, which I'm really excited about because we released an EP at the end of September that has 3 songs on it. She's Me, Back to the Trailer, and Long Way Home. And essentially, we had to kind of figure out which songs that we were going to add as an introductory. And it was actually really hard to choose those 3 songs. But I think that we chose right for sure. And the inspiration from writing all those songs was actually just about what life has had to offer me so far. I've never been to Nashville. I've never done any of that kind of stuff yet. I'm definitely going to be getting there ASAP, this year for sure. I just can't wait to experience. But all the inspiration was basically just from everything that was going on around. Mm-hmm. And I wrote all the songs actually in Muskoka with Bevan Mack, but... for example, I told you about She's Me, but my song Back to the Trailer was about me living in a trailer for a couple summers. I rented a trailer and lived in there with my dog for a little bit. Wow. And you know what? It was really good. It was cheap rent. But a funny thing about that, though, is I had no AC in that trailer.
Wow.
So between a broken down AC and no TV... There wasn't, anything that was distracting me. So I just wrote my music, played with my dog, you know. So that's kind of where the songs really came from. So
wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, I do want to advise you to make your way to Nashville ASAP because it's an awesome place. I've been there, I think, 3 or 4 times.
Awesome.
It's one of my favorite places. So I know you'll have a blast when you do make your way to Music City. It is fantastic.
Dana, I've only heard good things.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, with the music and the people and the weather, it's the food, everything. It's fantastic.
Between my friends telling me about their experience in Nashville, which is going down and, you know, doing the strip, partying, and then also the people that I work with music that get to go down there and write and record and just get the feel. So,
best
can't
of both
wait.
Worlds. Yeah,
exactly.
It's fantastic. It's a great place. Dana, I want to say thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. Loving the sound of the new tune, and we're looking forward to what is on the way for you, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.